I'm Rel.
Oh, I thought we were being quiet.
Okay.
So. Wait, did you say you're Rel? I'm Rel.
I'm Samara.
And I'm Rel.
Welcome to Fearful Friends Podcast.
Welcome. What's up?
It's Friday.
It doesn't feel like Friday.
It feels like Friday to me because this was a really long week.
I have a gripe to pick with a banker.
Okay. Let's hear it. Are they from Wells Fargo? Because me too. I sat in line for 19 minutes.
What the person was in front going of me. On today? I went to three different Wells Fargos.
So here's what's going on. It's Friday, payday.
Fuck that.
It's also the first of the month.
I didn't think about any of that.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, well, once in a lifetime.
It's chaos.
This happens more than once in a lifetime. Like once a year this happens. Maybe twice.
Allegedly.
I don't know. But yeah, it was a little bit crazy and
stupid. I just needed a single piece of paper notarized. And like,
you should have called and made an appointment.
I tried calling four times.
You can make an appointment online.
Before I even left my house to even see if they had a notary available before I wasted the trip over there. Nobody fucking answered. The phone just rang and rang and rang and rang and rang all four times. I don't give a fuck, answer your phone.
They're busy.
So then I went in there and there were like three separate tellers getting yelled at. And then all the bankers were busy. And there was a line of 10 people in front of me. And then three more people walked in after me. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Come over to my bank. Because you know what? I made sure nobody was waiting all day. And here's the thing. I went on my lunch break.
Because you guys have the same problem. December 1st right. And payday.
I went on my lunch break, realized I forgot my wallet. So I pulled into one of my lanes and asked my teller, you know, can you go grab my wallet and get it for me? And I have three lanes open. I'm in one. There's a person in the third lane filling out a deposit slip. And then the second lane, empty. Clear. So this lady pulls up
behind
and she doesn't
you and starts honking.
She doesn't. Well, she pulled into the second lane.
Oh,
that was empty. She doesn't see the teller for a split second.
Hello.
Like the moment she pulled up, my teller was like walking up. So she grabbed the like tube thing and like snatched it and put her stuff in and threw it in there. And I see her going like,
what is wrong with?
And my
people?
Teller's just handing me getting my wallet through the drawer thing.
I'm so stressed.
And so, you know, my teller greets her and she's like, just
you guys can't see the gestures. She's like flailing her arms and rolling her eyes.
Yeah. She was helped right away. So then on my lunch break, I drive to Wells Fargo to deposit my rent check, and there was two open lanes, each one had a car in it. Whatever,
easy peasy.
I waited 19 minutes on my lunch break to drop off the rent. And the line inside was even worse.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. You know how they have the little twisty line thing with the rope? Completely backed up to the door. It was just like ridiculous.
And it's not
and
their
fault. And
then
I went to my credit union because Matt was just like, why don't you just go there? And I was like, oh, yeah, we have a joint account there. And there was literally one person in line ahead of me, and one of the bankers from the back saw that I was waiting. I had literally been there like 30 seconds and came running out to me being like, do you need help? I was like, yes, I do. It was so great.
Yeah.
I highly recommend credit unions because
or my bank.
You always forget they exist, so that's why they're never busy.
Or my bank that I won't say the name of.
Don't do that.
Sometimes
Tamara's bank, if you know anything about her or her bank.
Yeah. My bank. CEO. CFO. I don't even know what
B-I-T-C-H.
That means. Yes. Yeah. So I wasn't mad at the workers, though. Like, obviously, you're struggling.
Right.
And
I was a little mad because I was on my way to work. And I was just like, this could have been prevented with you just answering the phone.
Right.
Hello, Wells Fargo. Hi, do you have a notary on staff today? No. okay, bye.
They're all probably on other lines. Crazy. People.
I know. I'm just grouchy.
I was just so frustrated that those two people that were in the lanes were doing some bullshit transaction through the drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
Go inside. Yeah. Wait in the line instead of making me wait because you are disputing stuff about your car payment.
Or some dumb. It was really sweet. The one lady that was the one person that was in line in front of me in the credit union, all she was there to do was ask about how Zelle worked. It was so adorable.
No, it wasn't.
And then she was just like, I just don't know. And she went and sat with the banker and I was just like fucking eavesdropping because that's how I roll. And she was just like, well, I think I'll just wait till I get home because I think I just want to make sure I feel comfortable sending $100. And I was like, God, you are so cute. Really.
They're
really
not adorable. Cute. It's annoying. Like, we have people that will come in, and everywhere in the plaza that I work in, the service is really bad. It's horrible.
Fun.
And.
Oh, the cell phone service.
Yeah.
I was like.
My service.
That's really shady on all the other businesses in that plaza.
My business.
I was like, I have bad customer service at every single business. It's terrible.
Now, the cell service, like out in the parking lot, that whole area doesn't fucking work. So they come inside and they need help with their app. And we're like, okay, well, you know, we have customer Wi-Fi. It only works for.
Please log on, for God's sakes.
It only works for our app. You know, so you're going to have to log in or else we can't get through this. I cannot help you if you can't get into your app. And they're like, no, I'd rather not do that. I'm like, okay, like, I get it. It's an unsecure network, but like, fuck.
Why isn't a bank's Wi-Fi a secure network?
I don't know.
I feel like that technology should be secure.
It was not fun. It was a crazy week. I had 1,000 things to do. If you know what escheatment is.
A what?
Escheatment.
That's a made up word.
No, that's what I always thought. It was just hell. You know when like people are like, you know, I requested this from you. Why isn't it done? Why haven't you completed
this? TPR reports.
And I'm like.
Like from Office Space?
I'm like, I am helping our clients. I am on the teller line. Do you want to come run the teller line so I can get all this paperwork faxed over to you after you tell me that I've done 3 things wrong on it and then I fax it back over to you?
They just need
to and understand. By fax I mean scan it and email it, but
because
faxing,
who uses a fax anymore? Apparently some people do. It took me 2 months to pay off my car because the payoff quote for my car could only be sent to my insurance company via fax. Isn't that ridiculous?
Who is your car loan with?
A credit union. Oh, okay. But not the one that I recommend. I do not recommend that particular credit union that I will not name because I'm still trying to get my money from them.
Oh, God. Yeah, come over to my bank. I can print you a payoff letter like that.
Well, the car's paid off now.
I know, but just come over to my bank.
It's too late now.
And
are you a notary, though?
Come work
with me. I might need another notary.
I mean, I could be. I just haven't taken any of the classes. I have 2 notaries.
You have to be in a class to use a stamp.
You have to be certified.
To say, yep, you are who you say you are. Ka-ching. Oh my God. This country. This is where I draw the line.
My country tis. Okay.
That's cheatment.
Yes.
Were we done talking about it? Or did I just trigger you again?
You triggered me again. So I'm going to go through my Black Friday haul with you. Okay.
Okay.
It's actually my Black High Day.
Because you got it? Super duper high.
No,
oh, what are these? Let me see.
So this is a 5 milligram
caramel.
Yeah, it's a little caramel candy. It's called Mellow Dose, THC infused, but it's 5 milligrams mellow, whatever that means.
Are you going to take them right now?
I already had one, but
when
I got home from work.
And how do you feel?
Nothing. It's only 5 milligrams, doesn't it?
What do you? Okay, no. When I take 5 milligrams of THC, I am high because I'm a lightweight.
Good for you.
But is this real THC though?
Yeah, it's the Delta 9.
You don't have a card.
The Delta 9 that I just ordered online.
Tamara, it don't is know THC. What chemicals are in this.
I do know. There is sugar.
Lead. Arsenic.
Milk.
Milk. Gross.
Butter.
Vanilla. Oh, you're just seasoning. Listing the ingredients. Did you just say, first of all, you're just listening to the ingredients for caramel. Second of all, did you just say vanilla seasoning?
Vanilla, what's it called? Extract.
Bean? just a
vanilla seasoning.
A dash of vanilla. I can't read this because it's too dark. I keep trying, but Tamara likes to record with the lights off.
Yeah. Well, we have a beautiful candle going. I also can't read those. So my next thing I got was the Sunday Scaries hybrid. It's mimosa and forbidden fruit.
Sorry. Oh, it's like a vape.
Yeah.
Okay.
A disposable vape.
Okay.
And then this one is a grape. Oh,
it's chargeable, though.
Yeah. A grape.
But also disposable. That's confusing.
Pre-filled grape. What is this thing called? Like a cone?
Like a joint. Right? Is that what a joint is?
Yeah. Well, it's the, like...
Yes.
Well, I can't open it.
She can't open it.
But it's great. Love that. And then... Oh, God, I almost caught it on fire.
Dropped it in your giant candle.
And then I have this. It's called Cloud 9. I don't... Oh, this is the Delta 9. Cloud 9. The other one was Delta 8.
Slush.
Yeah. Pinkberry slush sativa.
Huh.
Yeah. Strawberry... cough and lemon.
Ew.
Lemon cello or whatever. And then,
oh my God, how many more of these do you fucking have?
This is the last one. And these are 1,000 milligram
spices. It looks like a gummies. Spice shaker.
Yeah, they're gummies.
1,000 milligram.
Yeah, so they're each 100. I think that's it's a in lot. Total
each one is 100.
Yeah. I can't do math.
Let me see this.
It says 1,000 milligrams on there, and there's 10 gummies. Are you tiny?
I can't see anything.
Here. Let's do... I have a computer light right here.
Oh, yes. Light it on fire.
Computer. Take half to one gummy. Okay.
That's a lot. That sounds like a lot.
You're going to get 100 milligrams per serving. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Maybe start out with a quarter.
Maybe I should. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh my gosh.
How do I open this?
Maybe I'm very worried you're going to freak out when I tell my story.
Oh, even better. It probably won't even be in my system yet.
Okay.
I hope like a little bit
that
less
is a that. Half. You just took a half.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's really is it yummy?
Yeah. It's berry burst.
I love gummies. Mm. I love how easy they are to cut up too. Because like I like the chocolates with the... But... I like 2.5 milligrams. Like, that's the right dosage for me to where I don't get too high. And I'm 2.5
is...
Don't make fun of me.
What I go to work with.
I don't like the feeling. Like, when it comes on, I get all, like, prickly. And there was one time I took too much. When I say took too much, I probably took, like, 7 milligrams. 3/4 of a single gummy. And I thought I was going to, like, have a panic attack because I was just like... My heart's beating so fast. Oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. And then I couldn't calm myself down until I watched Cougar Town. But
Cougar Town saves everyone.
It is mind-numbingly boring. And you know, the other night I watched The Big Lebowski. Oh, and I also watched that night that I was having the panic attack. I also watched the Goosebumps movie with Jack Black. It was terrible.
Really?
It was really awful. But it was just like kind of spooky, but not too scary to where I was just like, ah! I forgot what we were talking about.
Me too. Anyway, all of these were from 86 brand.
They do not sponsor us. I don't know why you're telling me.
because I am, because, you know, you want to sponsor me.
She really likes your products. Yeah. How much did you spend on all that?
Oh, God, I want to say it was like 65, I
think.
Oh,
that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
What was the Black Friday deal? Like 50%?
I think 30. I don't know. I don't remember.
That's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
Well,
that'll last me a long time.
Let me know how the gummies go. And then see if it was worth your money.
Okay.
And you also got these cool arms for our mics.
Yes.
So now I don't like knock into my mic all the time.
Yeah. And we don't have to like
hunch over with our bad backs.
Your bad back.
My bad back that currently has an ice pack on it. I'm in a perpetual state of pain. Today it's my back. Yesterday I tweaked my shoulder. So like at work, I'm like throwing my truck, and every single time I went to go push something forward, it went like, that's the only way I can describe it, is like, just like when, you know, when you like hit a nerve or something, and like your whole fucking body, like it's like a lightning bolt, it's like yes. That's what it was like. And I was like, well, I guess I can't use my fucking arm anymore. We're all just falling apart.
That's what happens when you get old. You know, you are like 30 now.
I'm 31.
Yeah. You know, it's hard.
I know. It's a rocky road downhill. Is it time for the story, or did you want to talk about anything else?
No, I'm ready to hear you.
Okay.
I'm ready to listen.
I mean, I could vent about work, but basically just the same thing that I always complain about. We're in season, it's really busy, Instacart
people
shoppers
are stupid,
wear too much cologne and get in my face. That's all the time.
That sounds specific.
It is very specific to this one particular man who, like, I'm gonna punch him.
Just pretend sneeze like all over him and then be like,
no,
sorry, your cologne,
get out of my way. And like, I make it well known that he fucking stinks. Like, I just go while he's looking right at me, and I take a couple steps back because I can't fucking breathe. I literally have to leave the area for 15 minutes.
Well, maybe,
and I can still smell it.
Maybe he keeps layering on cologne because he's like, God, this lady thinks I smell really bad, I gotta get more, it's not working.
No, he's just a douche.
Okay,
they all do that.
Okay.
And then I like went off last night, because I do have to tell you this, because it hurt my soul in so many different ways. And I was going to text you this big, long thing. And I was like, you know what? Save it for the pod. But now that I realize it was, I think about it and I'm just like, God, you got so mad over like literal milk. So this Instacart shopper came in and like cleared out my shelf of my gallons of whole milk, which is fine. A sale's a sale. I was a little bummed because I did not order enough to support that kind of a sale.
Mm-hmm.
But we have like businesses and stuff that'll like send them in to like pick up shit for them, whatever. So like she buys it all, she leaves. And then like an hour later, one of the cashiers comes back to me with the same shopping cart all bagged up. And she's just like, oh, I was just going to put this back on the shelf. The customer returned it. The shopper said that the lady she was delivering to couldn't come out to meet them in the parking lot. So she just drove off and left. Like, she couldn't sit there and wait for the customer to come get their order. Which, like, made me so mad on so many levels, because, like, A, I can't put that back on the shelf now. It's left the store. It's going straight to the garbage. Think about all that food waste. Mm-hmm. Think about all those cows that had their titties on milked on. You know, it was probably like 14 gallons of milk just like in the garbage. And then I was just like sitting there thinking, it was probably like 14 gallons of milk.
Was it residential that he was giving?
No, it was a business.
Okay.
That was still open. So in my head, I'm just like, wait a minute, you're a delivery driver. Go make the delivery. They wouldn't come meet you in the parking lot. You couldn't just walk into the business and say, hey, I have your delivery. I see you're busy. I can leave it on the counter. Like, what?
It sounds like that they didn't even want to carry all of that inside. And they were
right?
Like, they
were
you
just
have to
like,
help me.
No, But instead, they were just like, no, I'm not waiting for this lady. That's literally what she said to the person that returned it for her. I'm not waiting for this lady to come out. She waited maybe 2 minutes and then drove back to our store to return it. And I'm like, so you had the time to drive all the way back to our store to return it, but you couldn't just like wait for that customer to be free. Anyways, again, now I realize it's just like people gonna people, but like, really? Yeah. All that garbage.
When I did ship shopping, I would have to go like 10 stories up, like condos by the beach.
You're a delivery person.
Yeah.
That's what you get paid to do, to make the delivery. Yeah. That's what pissed me off. These Instacart shoppers, they are so entitled. They just like, it's like everyone in the world works for them.
Get a wagon or be prepared to do some climbing.
I saw the person who shopped the order. It's not like it was like a little old lady, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a young woman. She was fit. It's like, dude.
Anyways. I was neurotic when I worked for Ship. I was always so afraid I was going to like get yelled at.
Piss somebody off. Yeah. Yeah, because that's your tip. So, like, these people, they're just, like, they load up on as many orders as they can take all at one time. And if you, the customer who's paying them and tipping them, if you don't fit into their world and their criteria, then fuck you. Like, how does that, I just don't get it.
They must be paid differently or not, like, rated. Because I would always have to be rated.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. The whole fucking time just pissed me off. And, like, I just... If you're an Instacart shopper, like, whatever, I know you have a job, but like... What kind of business
needs 14 gallons of milk? Was it like a nursery school?
We have a lot of coffee shops. Like specifically, like, I do a lot of special orders for like some local coffee shops in our area. Because like, they need cases and cases and stuff, and we do a case discount, but they don't need enough at one time to go through like a major distributor, mm-hmm. or maybe they just don't have the room in like their back rooms or whatever to hold on to all that stock.
Right.
So, like, I get it, but whatever. So now I'm going to run out of whole milk.
All I could think of was, like, offices needing 14 gallons
no,
of milk.
No, it was probably, like a restaurant or something, yeah. Which is just like...
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
You just talk to someone who worked there. Like, I can just see this bitch in her car, like, texting them, like, I'm here. Are you coming or what? And it's like, you're getting paid to do this. Like,
whenever I order groceries, I usually like give them like candy or something else with their tip.
You're fucking weird.
Just like, I'm sure it makes their day.
Or
like,
you know what? It does.
A bag of chips.
It does. You are a future little old lady, though. That's really horrible.
Look who's talking.
Here's an apple for you. I know you need a snack for your next delivery.
For real though, think of how happy it would make them.
That would make me happy.
Feel just appreciated.
Like a midday little chocolate break.
Yeah,
like when your daughter gave me a Snickers 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
that was really nice of her.
Yeah,
see, it's like she knew I just needed some chocolate in my life, even though I had 7 handfuls of M&Ms before I came over. In very quick succession.
Sorry. I'm thinking about when I asked Rich to get me the Tony's Chocolonely chocolate bar, and he's like, can we just buy you a chocolate bar?
He was very confused.
No. What? Why are you questioning? Yeah, I want a chocolate bar.
Because I think he's like, you can just like get that anywhere. It's not like, oh my god, you carry this brand? I have to have it. Nobody else has it. There's a lot of other places that carry it.
I've never seen it before.
Trader Joe's has it. Other businesses. I can't say all the businesses without completely outing where I work.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I want a chocolate bar.
I can bring you a chocolate. I have chocolate bars in my cabinet right now, but they're like so fancy that I don't want to eat them. I'm like saving them for a real rainy day, you know, like a day that I just really feel like being self-destructive.
That's what I did. I have a bag of, what are they? There's some sort of like, what's that Nutella brand? Kinder, like Kinder eggs, yes. But it's like a Kinder
Ferrer. No,
like it's like a Kinder bar, and it's really yummy. And I bought myself a big bag and stuck it in my side table. So I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna be like reading a book and like just pop a little chocolate type life.
Don't spit. In your bed,
yeah. And they expired.
Your bed chocolate eater.
They expired, and now I have to throw them away.
They're fine. The expiration dates are fake.
They're gross. Like the Nutella that's in the center of it dried up, and now it's a clump of Nutella, and it's like light gray. It's
like clay.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah. So I have to throw them away.
Okay.
Well. So eat your chocolate bars before it's too late.
You know what? You're right. They've been in there. I think I bought them on Manager Special like a couple months ago. The dates are probably still. Well, I don't know. Our grocery team's not the best at rotating things. They could already be expired.
Okay. Well. Are you going to distract me now?
If you want.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hate my laugh. God. Okie dokie. Tamara, today. I'm about to fuck you up.
Okay.
You know why? And also, I think it was like so weird because the episode that actually aired today was an alien episode.
Oh, God.
Synchronicities. Is that what a synchronicity is?
Kind of, yeah.
Cool. So because I know it freaks you out so much, I have discovered. I did not discover this. I just can't read. I decided to cover a case of UFO phenomenon. But it'll be kind of quickie.
Okay.
So the incident has been called the most remarkable close encounter of the third kind of the 1990s.
I'm already scared.
I'm really scared for when your gummies kick in. Because I'm just like. Can I have
that blanket?
Oh, this one?
Yeah, it has to. It'll protect me.
From the aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go. It's going to catch on fire. It's going to fall in the candle or knock over our equipment. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. We'll delete that. Wait, there's two blankets here.
Oh, give me one. I'll take that. Heck yeah. Blanket time. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. September 16th, 1994. 'Twas a normal day in the tiny town of Rura, Zimbabwe.
Okay.
It's a small agricultural center located 14 miles southeast of the capital, Harare, that was too small to be considered a town, but was little more than some crossroads in an agricultural region. Also, that word is really fucking hard to say.
Agricultural?
Agricultural. Agricultural. And I put it in there fucking twice because I'm an idiot. Anyways, every small town has to have a private fancy school, right? So this is where the Ariel School is located.
Okay.
And I want to keep calling it Ariel, but it's Ariel. It's annoying. That's my name. It's a private elementary school with the children attending being from like wealthy families from several different countries. So during the mid-morning break, 250 school children were outside playing while the adult faculty were all inside having a staff meeting.
What?
Except I think there was like one lady who was outside, but
what? I'm sorry, how many children?
250 kids.
One lady?
I think there was one lady who was like running a snack counter.
What? They're just like, get out, kids.
Yeah.
Bye.
Basically.
Don't kill each other. Them. Don't run away.
I don't think there were very many teachers anyway. I think there were only like 13 or 15 teachers. So yeah, they're all inside having a staff meeting. It's at this moment that 62 of the students, all ranging from the ages of 6 to 12, claim to have witnessed a silvery disc land on a hill just outside of the schoolyard. The children then ran to the edge of the school grounds to get a better look, and several of them claim that they saw figures emerge from what they described as a craft. This event reportedly only lasted about 15 minutes. And the details of what the children saw vary slightly, but the basics of what they saw are similar, which might sound, you know, like they're making it up, but it actually strengthens the case that what they're saying is truthful, because if the students had gotten together ahead of time to come up with a story, they would all describe the exact same event in verbatim. But since we know that eyewitness testimony is flimsy, the fact that their stories were all slightly different, I mean, we're talking the shape of the craft, how many figures they saw, what the figures looked like. It was all just slightly different, but it has right. the same general theme. It leads us to believe that they were actually speaking from their own point of view.
Right, just like with a crime case when they're like
right, exactly.
questioning witnesses. You're like, your story's
was it a green Datsun or was it an orange Pinto? Like, everybody's got something different to say about the fucking Pinto. So there are the varying reports of what the children saw, and I'm going to read like a combined summary. I'm going to read it verbatim from an article written by Brian Dunning. So somewhere between one, this is what they saw. Somewhere between one or several silver balls or objects or a spacecraft either appeared in the sky, darted about, or came floating in low to a field of brush and small trees just outside the school property. I'm saying all these ors because kids see things different. I'm
trying to look up some images. I don't think that there are.
There's drawings and I have them for you.
They are our drawings.
You're jumping the gun.
All right.
So... one or more either landed or hovered above the field, and anywhere between one and four men, either normal-looking black men or conventional small gray aliens wearing black clothes, stood either atop the craft or beside it, faced the children, and communicated telepathically the need to take care of the planet Earth. Which is, like, kind of cool. That's a cool message.
Yeah. It is.
See, you're not freaked out, right?
I am. I have
chills. You are freaked out? Oh, sorry.
I just
so they said normal, very wholesome message.
Normal black men.
Well, some say like, oh, it could just be like yeah, just like a normal black dude, or it Zimbabwe. Could be someone wearing black clothes,
right?
Or it could be a gray.
It could be the aliens, and you know, some kids realized it was some other being, and other kids just perceived it as a person because that's what they think of.
Their brain was just like, I'm not seeing what I'm seeing, so I'm gonna say it's like a normal dude. So after this telepathic message went out to the kids, the craft then either faded away, flew away quickly, or disappeared, either leaving one or more men behind or taking them away with them. So, a lot of varied claims. The children that did see the creatures claimed that they had, they looked human, but that they had waxy skin and large penetrating eyes. And some of them, I know. Okay. Gross.
I'm a child, so sorry to move on.
Truly. Some of them said that their eyes were like the texture of like a football with the bumpies. I'm gonna throw up.
No, but I don't like that.
Mm-mm. But then I'm just like, how close a look could you have gotten to see the texture?
That maybe they're like a fly's eyes.
That's what they were thinking. Ew.
Okay.
Some of the children even believed that they were singing. Hold on. I looked up how to pronounce this. Sfequambo. The evil goblins from Shona and Undebele folklore.
They were singing.
No, they were seeing.
Seeing.
Sorry, that's a really hard word for me to say. Seeing. They were seeing that. So they were just like, oh my God, it's goblins. It's not aliens. A lot of children also claimed that they heard a buzzing noise as the craft came closer. And then some described it as the sound of machine bees, like robot bees.
How do you know what that sounds like?
I don't know, like you picture bees, but like... bzz, bzz, bzz. While others heard the buzzing noise, the noise that they heard started out as a buzzing noise that eventually turned into like what sounded like a flute playing. And I couldn't.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, Ralph.
I think I had like read somewhere that one of the kids like felt like the flute noise was like drawing him in, but that could just be like just something to make it sound super sexy. I don't know.
How cool would that be?
Come to me with my flute.
That kid had too much Red 40.
What's that?
Like food diet.
Oh. I was like, is that some kind of weird 40-ounce beer I don't know about? That's where my brain went.
That's Edward 40 hands.
What am I thinking? Oh, I'm thinking of Colt 45 or Clit 40. What's it called?
Clit.
Oh, that 45. Hurt my back. Sorry. Okay. So when the bell rang for the students to return to class, they immediately tried to tell the teachers what they had seen. And many of the stories were met with skepticism. Can you fucking blame them? Bunch of kids running in. We saw aliens!
I mean, I would believe that they saw something. I wouldn't
really
think that it was really aliens. Yeah, because like,
it could you be let like them in. Landscaping crew.
Yeah.
they got some weird, I almost just said robots, but
it's called a mower. Have you seen the robot mower?
They do, what's it? Is it Ryobi? One of these. Oh, no, it's like Honda. They're coming out with the self-driving mower.
Yeah.
I'm fucking all about it. Mm-hmm. Take my money right now. Please.
They could probably do so much better than my yard guys do because it's like they don't know what grass is.
No. They just like to fuck up your fence. Like all the time.
Yeah. And the swing set. And
they hit your swing set?
With their weed eaters, the little thing chops at the wood of my swing set that was $400.
Oh, that's going to happen. And you need to like wrap some plastic around the base or something.
They can just fuck off.
Do you want weeds crawling up your wood?
There's already weeds everywhere. They miss half of them in the yard anyway. So why not miss those?
Okay. So the teachers don't believe the kids. Poor them. They finish up the school day as normal. And then when the kids got home, they told their parents what they had seen. And they were all like, hooby-dooby-whatty? Because, you know, they're all just like rich
people. They actually cares about the kids? Cares?
Well, and they're fucking like paying this expensive-ass tuition. It's a private school. And they're just like, what the fuck is going on with our kids? And why are they all coming home saying that they're seeing fucking aliens in the yard?
In the yard?
Yeah, I guess it was a yard. It was a school yard.
Skew.
Skew. So they started investigating, and word got out about the encounter and attracted the attention of the media and some experts in the field of extraterrestrials. And this is where we welcome to the party UFO expert Cynthia Hind, Harvard professor of psychiatry John Mack, and Tim Leach, a correspondent from the BBC, who also, like, I guess I don't put anything else about Tim Leach in here, so I don't know why I listed his name. But from all accounts, he reported on this very responsibly.
Okay.
Not adding any fuel to the UFO fire.
Okay.
It's important because some of them will go, are these kids nuts? They didn't do that. How you feeling over there?
Tip top.
Twitchy?
Do I look twitchy?
A little.
I'm cold.
Oh, okay. So Cynthia Hind was a UFO writer, and she was editor of the periodical UFO Afro News. Or Afro News? Like Africa? Afro News, yeah.
And Afro News, because they're black. Well, really? I just upset you so much. You froze.
I was like, did I type this wrong? I'm pretty sure it's Afra News.
Afra.
Like Africa.
Ken News.
God.
It could mean two things.
It could. That's not important.
Is that what
we're
called?
Not reading the periodical.
Afro-Americans? Is that a thing? Stop talking.
I don't know.
I'm offending myself.
Right? Probably.
Now. Everyone. It's so stupid.
Tamara, did you know that she was also the African representative for MUFON?
Oh, they have an African chapter?
They do. Oh. Well, they have the one lady. I don't think they have a whole chapter. I think she just like
listens
to the ground for all the aliens. Mm-hmm. Did that make sense? Listens to the ground.
What?
Africa's a huge continent.
It is definitely a continent. I don't
know what she's. I'm too high.
Uh-oh. Did it really?
A little bit. So I cool. can't make a real sentence.
That's fun. I also can't make a real sentence even when I'm sober, though.
Also, your story is making me nervous, so.
Tamara, I told you this would happen. Okay. We're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
It's like when you said that you were going to.
Almost over-ish.
You were going to fuck me up with a story. I thought it was going to be something about like a kid dying or something. So.
No, I'm going to fuck you up because I knew that you were scared of aliens.
Nope, you're right.
And I just felt like I wanted to punish you.
Fair.
I don't know exactly know why, but I was like, you know what? Let's do this.
Maybe I asked for it.
No, I think I just needed like a, I don't know. I guess an easier story than a murder.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Murders are so detail oriented. And my mental health right now just cannot handle the details.
Mm-mm.
I'm still trying to pick up the pieces of my life from Thanksgiving.
Why?
Work.
Oh, right.
Work
right,
was right, a lot. Right. Remember, you never texted me back. I literally texted you, and I was just like, Tamara, just be happy. You don't work in retail
right
now.
I read that over and over again.
I'm going to die.
I was also having a rough day, but that was just because my brain, you know?
I was just, like, physically done. Like, I got just, my trucks were so big, and I was so alone. My back hurts so bad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How many hours did you work, though?
That week, only. I mean, I only worked my 40 hours.
Oh, okay.
But I probably did, like, a lot more than I should have in that 40 hours.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't even give you overtime? Come on.
Oh, no, they didn't even want me, they don't even want me to work on Thanksgiving. Like, if I had gotten a normal truck on Thanksgiving, because that's normally my truck day is Thursday, they would have just told me to take the day off, because they don't even want to pay us time and a half. Because, like, managers are, like, the highest paid employees in the store. So that's why I get holidays off. Unless it's, like, a silly one, like Labor Day.
Oh, that's weird. Rich had to work like 60 hours. It's horrible.
Yeah, they won't give us overtime. We're like literally this close to making our bonus this year. Mm. Like all of it. Like we get our bonuses based on like sales, shrink, and then we have like our audit if we pass it. And then we have like supplies and like labor. And like we've literally hit every single thing, so it'll be the first time since we've been open that we've been able to do that. So they were literally like, we will stab you if you get overtime.
Oh my god.
Because you're gonna fuck up our labor.
That's not fair.
I'm sorry. I probably would have taken the overtime because then I could have like stretched out what I had to do instead of cramming 12 hours of work into a 6-hour day. Because I had to, like, cut all my hours at the end of the week, you know?
I have to say that your hair is really cute. I really like it.
Aw, thank you. I'm really self-conscious about it. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I was like, my hair just doesn't grow. It's literally been the same length for, like, when was the last time you cut my hair? 10 years ago?
Maybe.
And she's just like, oh, well, do you ever trim the dead ends? And I was like, no. Because I don't need to. They just fall off on their own. And she was like, well, you need to trim the dead ends. And then, like, healthy hair will be able to grow. So I fucking did it. It was, like, half my hair. I'm exaggerating. It was, like, 2 inches.
It's cute.
This side looks like Lord Farquaad, though. Look how short it is. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. I think because you flip your hair that way.
Yeah.
The other way. So it gives like this cute.
But when I straighten it out, it looks kind of even.
It, well, like the top piece of your hair there. I'm going to have to cut this out because this is extremely boring. But it makes it look like layered perfectly.
Oh, thanks.
But also like not in like the early 2000s layering.
That's the only way I know how to cut my hair. I literally just take big chunks and I go with the scissors and just keep pulling the hair as I do, as I go. That's how you get the 2,000 layers. Tamara's freaking out over there because she used to be a hairdresser.
No, I'm thinking like the layers that like flipped out.
Oh! That. Yes, I do. You're thinking like, you are not thinking 2,000s. You're thinking like 70s.
I definitely got that haircut.
Out! Oh no, my sister had that haircut.
Yeah.
Like Lillianne Rimes shit. Like Coyote Ugly.
Sure. I can't picture that.
You've never seen Coyote Ugly?
I'm sure I have. I remember them stomping on bars.
Dancing on the bars.
I mean, like, you know how, like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a cowlick for the ends of your hair. I don't know.
Like, my hair kind of does that, but yours has, like, a pretty shape. It's, like, your head, and then, like, you know, it just, like, tapers perfectly off. All right. I'm so sorry.
Your mind is fascinating.
I heard myself.
Your shape of your head is just so beautiful. Maybe we should leave that in.
Okay.
This is what you sound like when you've had, what, 50 milligrams?
Like 40?
Okay. Cynthia, our girl. Is she our girl? I don't know. I don't really have an opinion either way.
Africa.
She lives in Africa, yes. Good job.
Isn't she like the head of Africa?
She is the African representative of MUFON. So she might as well be the leader of Africa. Jesus Christ, Mara.
African MUFON.
Yep. Okay, so September just happened to be a very busy month as far as UFO sightings went. In, are you okay? Your eyes are wild. In, do we need to pause?
No, they're just dry.
I'm dying. So September was a busy month. There were like a shitload of UFO sightings in South Africa, and Cynthia was keeping tabs on all of it. And
how do you report a UFO sighting?
I think you just like call the police, and you're like, I saw something in the sky.
Okay. What if I don't want to call the police, but I want?
Then
to
you
report
post it on Facebook.
I'll contact MUFON. How about that?
There you go. Okay. Seems like posting on Facebook is easier than contacting MUFON, but I'm sure they'll be receptive. Probably more receptive than Facebook.
Yeah.
Evil, evil people on there. Yeah. So, just 2 days before the incident at the school, a large fireball streaked through the sky, prompting a wave of UFO reports. But when she had heard about the event taking place at the aerial school, she decided she had to stop her research on all that shit and that she was going to go fucking dig in. Which is like, I don't know, that seems like a pretty credible thing, a big fireball going through the sky. But she was like, no, I'm going to go listen to the kids.
Well, I've seen big fireballs in the sky.
What is it?
A comet.
Oh, that's fair. You know, they probably, that's what they, okay, it's in my notes, whatever.
The first time I saw, like, a big comet scared the crap out of me. Really? I had a panic attack the next day.
Isn't that like a shooting star, though?
Yeah, but it was, like, close. Could see what it was. It
could kill us.
No, but.
Well, if it hit the Earth, it could. That's how the dinosaurs got extinct. Right?
I think the comet, like, destroyed the Earth, and so they didn't have anything to like live off of.
Oh, so it didn't actually kill the dinosaurs.
They
just died of starvation.
Yeah,
that's depressing.
Because I feel like a comet would have to be.
It was a really
everywhere.
Big comet, from what I hear.
But then it would be like as big as Earth.
No, it could just be like a really fucking big comet, and then it creates like shock waves and tsunamis. And earthquakes.
There's an earthquake over there.
My foot's stuck. Oh, yeah, there we go. Sorry, everyone.
So, in your mind, we're like in Pangaea. Then the comet comes.
Yeah, and the comet was so strong, it broke up the continents. Because remember, Pangaea was all the continents smooshed together.
Are you high right now?
Am I wrong? Geography class was a real long time ago. Is that all wrong?
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of wrong.
What's Pangaea then?
Pangaea is when all the continents were connected.
Okay.
But
okay.
The comet is not what broke them apart. The tectonic plates and...
Well, maybe the comet loosened them up a little bit.
Maybe.
We weren't alive then. We don't know.
It had to have some kind of effect on the land if it killed all the dinosaurs.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the birds. Fuck the birds.
I love the birds. Except when birds. I poop on my car. But.
Yeah. Horrible.
Birds are good luck.
For who? Only if they poop on you. Which is also a bad sign. You all right?
Yeah. Just
put my drink on. Very gingerly. Okay. I'm dying. So, do you remember where we left off? Because I bet the listeners don't. Cynthia, remember? She saw a large fireball. But yes. That doesn't matter because she was like, but also the school, something's going down there. Okay. I'm going to go there. Okay? There's the recap. So she went to the school and she began to interview the students in groups of 2 to 6, where they told her what they had seen and she had them sketch out drawings of what they'd seen. The drawings that made it to the media and are probably the ones that most of us have seen depict the usual flying saucer that we think of. But the drawings that aren't widely known about, I think, in my personal opinion, are even scarier. And now I'm too scared to even show you because you're in a state right now.
I already started looking at some of them.
I have the link here. There is actually a link where they describe... Elmo song. And then we can look together.
So, you're sending it to my phone?
Yes. So they like have all the pictures. They say who it's drawn by, how old the kids were. And then they also have like some quotes underneath the pictures. And like the very first one is so
just
scary.
Saw Dr. Phil on my phone.
God, Tamara. Get it together. We still have a whole episode to record.
It's unnerving when you open your phone, the first thing you see is Dr.
That is scary. Okay? That is really scary.
It's just got to me. Okay.
Okay, so look at the fucking first picture. That is,
hold on,
one of the beings.
By Claire R.
Yes.
I absolutely hate that.
It's so scary. It's just like a little artist. A figure in black.
Look at the yellow behind it.
Yeah, maybe because he's like glowing.
But even to like depict glowing like that is beautiful.
She's in sixth grade. Look at this drawing by this seventh grader. Not so good. Aren't these like crazy?
What's on top?
What? Are you losing it?
To me, it looked like an old guy like facing forward with like, you know, like male pattern baldness.
Which one are you looking at?
He has a big mustache.
Where are you?
The guy that's on top, whatever that is.
Oh.
No, it's like a... I thought it was just a head.
Oh, those are the ones that they saw with the long hair.
Those...
They saw some with long hair. That's freaky. Yeah, these are like really creepy. Ugh, I don't like the one by Oriana. That one's freaky.
One of these look like Mr. Hankey.
Is it the one by Oriana? Mm-mm. I don't know who Mr. Hinky is.
No, it's by Fun God.
Oh, I don't like Salma's either.
Hold on.
Look at Salma's. So yeah, this is what the kids see.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So basically Cynthia took like, I think she took like 20.
These kids are artists, although, but like, look at the background.
You are such a fucking mom.
Of that face. Like,
she, you are such a mom.
She's depicting hills somehow. I'm just jealous of my mom.
My kid can't grow like that.
Okay.
So Cynthia basically, like, she had the kids draw their stuff, and then she took like the 20 best, like, clearest images, and that's what she, like, I guess, sent back to MUFON or whatever as like fucking proof or something. One of the children told her, quote, "I could see a little man about a meter tall, dressed in a tiny," not tiny. He was a little man. So his suit probably was tiny, but it was shiny. Shiny black suit. That he had long black hair, and that his eyes, which seemed lower on the cheek than our eyes, were large and elongated. The mouth was just a slit, and the ears were hardly discernible. So, seeing as how these children were in such a rural community and weren't like privy to any of the media or like pop culture or TV or movies about aliens or anything like that, Cynthia considered their stories to be fairly credible because, you know, how could they be making this up if they've never seen any of this before? So that's when she enlisted John Mack to help her with her investigation. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you still looking at the pictures? Are you okay?
It's scary.
Just remember they're children's pictures. They're not the actual beings.
Are you crying?
No, are you? You're the one.
Oh, I'm all sniffling. You almost spilt your water. So, who is John Mack? Who is he? He was a Pulitzer Prize winning professor who had in the early 90s become entrenched in all things alien encounters and even risked his career in doing so. He had basically abandoned his work in academia when he published his book, Abduction: Human Encounters with Aliens. But his belief in the high strangeness helped him relate to the children at the Ariel School. I hate that. And so yeah, the kids were able to open up to him more because he actually believed in this kind of stuff. And they were one girl told him that one of the aliens had communicated with her, but that, quote, "he never said anything, it was just the eyes." Another student told him that the figures had warned that pollution mustn't be, and that they, quote, "want people to know that we're actually making harm on this world and we mustn't get too technologied," unquote. These kids have like a really fancy way of speaking, but I guess that's the private school in them.
Wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know either. I talk like trash. I'm a little trash mouth. A third child told him, quote, "it was like in the world, all the trees would just go down and there would be no air and people would be dying. I think that in space there's no love and down here there is." Unquote. I say unquote because okay. That's exactly what he sounded like. He sounded like that little boy in like the Christmas Carol.
You went from like little boy to like Dobby the elf. So
I'm sorry, I'm not good at accents.
That's all I could think
but of. That's what I thought of when I read this. I was just like, this is just some like little kid who's just like, "let there be peace on earth everywhere." Okay, so where there are true believers, there are also skeptics. Are you ready?
Yes.
To just calm the fuck down?
Sure.
Okay. From the skeptic's perspective, this is just a simple case of mass hysteria. One kid saying he saw one thing and leading to everybody else going, "yeah, I saw it too. And there are also a few more things to consider. The first being that there had been several UFO sightings in the days leading up to the incident, like we talked about, but the fireball streaking across the sky that many people had reported had actually been linked to the re-entry of the Zenit 2 rocket from the Cosmos 2290 satellite launch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Secondly, Cynthia had claimed that the children would have no access to popular media and therefore would have no reference to what an alien sighting would look like. But skeptics say that while Rua is an extremely rural and small community, these are kids from wealthy families. They absolutely would have access to that type of media. And it is also still fairly close to the bustling capital of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is not the capital, but it's close to the capital of Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Wrong inflection on the wrong word. Thirdly, it wasn't even until John Mack had interviewed the children that they had started bringing up the communications about the environment. None of this whole telepathic stuff was mentioned to Cynthia previously in any of her interviews with the kids, and John Mack was well known to be an environmental activist. So it's thought that the children could have been taking cues from him, like maybe he was leading some of their interviews. Fourthly, in any incident, witnesses absolutely need to be interviewed as soon as possible while the memory is still fresh in their minds. John Mack didn't interview the kids for an entire 2 months after the incident. So that gives the kids plenty of time to compare notes about what they'd seen. So, yeah, skepticism aside, in the decades since, many of the former students still stick to their stories, and many are still haunted by what they saw. In 2007, Randall Nickerson interviewed 43 of the now adult witnesses for his documentary about the aerial phenomenon, which I really wanted to watch, but it was $10, and I just couldn't bring myself to buy it. Such a bummer. Some were excited to talk, while others would only agree to talk off camera out of fear of being ridiculed and not believed again. In these conversations, none of the students recant their stories. The only thing that had changed was some of their willingness to be open about it, which is sad. In 2014, the Mail and Guardian, I think that's a newspaper or something, spoke to one of the witnesses who fears that the creatures will return and that she can sense when they're back in the atmosphere. Which, like, that freaked me out.
Yeah, but also, like, was she just trying to get attention?
Maybe? I don't know. In 2016, one of the witnesses exhibited paintings that she described as a manifestation of the messages she received from the beings that day. I forgot to look up the painting, but I'm sure it was lovely. And then, quite like, what?
Quite beautiful.
Yeah. And then I think it was like a couple years ago that one of the witnesses came forward on like a some talk show or something. I didn't look into that either because I was like, well, that just throws a whole monkey wrench in the whole thing, where he basically says he made up the whole thing and got everyone to go in on him with it. But then it's like, what about these people that actually like believe what they saw was real and they're like fucking traumatized? Like, I was reading somewhere that like one kid couldn't even talk to his parents about it, and like he was so traumatized about it he didn't even want to go back to the school, and they ended up moving to like Canada.
I think all of that can still be linked to the mass hysteria.
Okay, that's fair. Well, whatever happened, some believe, some don't. What do you think?
I think something definitely happened to, like, spark all of this.
None of the adults saw anything. And there were 250 kids out on the playground and only 62 of them saw anything. Which is strange. But maybe they only wanted to talk to the children?
Yeah, I mean, the adults not seeing anything is because they don't care to watch the children that they just kicked out the door and was like...
They were like, we're in a fucking staff meeting. Leave us alone. What are you screaming about? Oh, wait, I don't care. Bye.
Yeah. So,
they treat those kids the same way you're treating Emily right now. She's knocking on the door and you're like, nah, no one's here.
And then, like, the schoolyard may have been, like, huge, so they weren't, like...
There's actually a map of the schoolyard that I was going to post on Instagram. It does look really big. And there's, like, a lot of brush and a lot of trees.
Yeah. So not all of the kids are all in the same spot.
Correct. That's true.
And what I keep thinking is, like, as the teacher, you're, like, letting them in. They're probably coming in screaming and, like...
frantic.
And, like, even if, like, they were trying to make it up, kids wouldn't think to...
keep on with it.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, if one of the teachers was like, no, you're fucking lying, I feel like the kids would just let it go. Like, oh, we didn't get this prank this time. But the fact that they kept going, and a lot of them still talk about it today... oh no. Yeah.
So, like, these kids come running in like that. The teachers, like, wouldn't you feel like if a whole bunch of kids were coming up to you, like, freaking out, like, screaming, and, like, all you can hear is, like, outside, the what? You know? And you're like, what? Outside? Like, and you would go check outside.
You would think so. But they were in a staff meeting. It was very important. They were talking about how many classes get how many pencils.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have those ratios.
I thought you were gonna make an eraser joke. You gotta have those ratios. Ratios. I was like, Tamara, it didn't land.
Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying, so.
She is fully baked.
No, I'm not. I will smoke after you leave.
Are you for real? I think I'm gonna have a little something something when I get home too. I had a single beer and all I've got is a runny nose and my back really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I might take a whole 5 milligrams.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Just get really turned up. Just fall asleep on my couch. Listen though. Did I tell you how I threw my back out? Oh, I did. With a puzzle.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
For a second, but...
here's the thing. My dining room chair is really uncomfortable. And this is a really intense puzzle. It's really hard. It's a Dracula puzzle.
Okay.
So I'm just like hunched over my table for like an hour and a half this morning looking for one single piece. And then I went and stood up and I was like, whoa!
You were just doing a puzzle in the morning before work. That sounds insane.
I was waiting
to
go to work. I like Lulu wakes me up at 7:30 on the dot every morning. So Matt's still sleeping. I've just fed the dogs. I'm like waiting to go to work.
Why don't you come over here and handle some of my chaos?
You want me to drive 45 minutes
south?
Yeah,
you said you needed something to do instead of a puzzle.
I like my puzzles. I could definitely do other things. I could, like, make some doctor's appointments and do all the other things I've been putting off, like shopping for homeowner's insurance because we got dropped. But I don't want to deal with any of that. So.
I just am shocked by the calm.
By the what?
Calmness. Calm morning.
Oh.
I'm jealous.
It is nice. It is nice. Except when the dogs, like, don't want me to do my puzzle. They just, like, want all my attention. Like, Lulu's constantly up my butt. It's like having a kid, Tamara. It's like having a child that stays 3 years old forever. She's always like, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up. Every single minute of the day. I can never, like, whenever I talk to anybody, they're like, does that dog ever walk? Because she's always in my arms. I need to get her a baby Bjorn.
Oh, yeah.
So I can be hands-free. Are we done?
Yeah. I don't remember what we were talking about, so, yeah.
We literally were just talking a second ago. You already forgot? Baby Bjorn.
Yeah, no, I remember that, but I don't know why we were talking about that.
No, that was the end of my story. Aliens. Well, I better be hitting the old dusty trail.
Those pictures spooked me.
They are spooky.
Ugh.
I figured that would get you. I'll stay away from aliens next time. What? Unless you piss me off. And then I'll take a nice juicy one with probing.
All right. Thanks for the chills.
Shake it off. You were very brave.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
I've always said that about you. You're so brave.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, rate, review, subscribe.
Send your stories to fearfulfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's it. Bye, friends.
Bye.